brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello everyone, this is Paul Bertarelli. I'm reporting from Atlanta, Georgia, where we're attending the First Safe Symposium. We're speaking today with Mel Cintron, who's head of the General Aviation and Commercial Division. That's AFS 800 for the FAA. Mel, you spoke here briefly about a new safety initiative to reduce the GA fatal accident rate. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, we have a five-year strategic plan that we've initiated, the agency has, and it's a non-regulatory approach to trying to bring down the fatal accident rate in the country, looking at transforming the culture to a more positive professional culture. Not that it's not there yet, but it can always be improved. So that's kind of what we're looking to do, and we're looking at training, we're looking at academia, we're looking at a host of projects that we can go ahead, hear from the community of what things are working, what things can be improved, and then put that together with the data to see what the data is also showing us and validate some of these things, and then take the appropriate actions to make sure that with the limited resources that both FAA and industry has, that we tackle the things that are going to move the needle the most, that's going to give us the biggest bang for the buck and transform that safety culture to a place where it leads us to a very reduced fatal accident rate.
Now, speaking of resources, both the industry and the FAA are limited. What do you have to focus on this in terms of resources?
Well, you know, we have the General Aviation Joint Steering Committee by where we meet with industry, and it's also a collaborative group where the majority of industry, we hope, in the community is represented there, as well as FAA's different lines of businesses within the FAA to talk about here's the things that we think should be done. And then through that community, we're able to get the message out and we're able to determine, okay, what really makes the most sense on top of the initiatives that we're taking in the general aviation.
Now, the FAR Part 21 121 operators have had great success in reducing the fatal accident rate over the last about 12 to 15 years. Can you apply some of the same methods that were used there?
Yeah, I think there's some things that we can look at that can bring us benefit. What we need to be careful is that we don't stifle or over-regulate the GA community to a point where, you know, where we make the problem worse when you look at the folks that are not coming into aviation anymore, either because of cost or just the economy as it is. We want more people to come in, and we want them to come in safely. So we will look at some of the things that help within the 121 community, but it is a different community, and GA is very different. And I think that being said, that working collaborative throughout this community with the agency, that we're going to have an impact. I feel very, very confident of that.
You've seen some of the presentations here this morning. What gave you some ideas? What impressed you?
Well, you know, just about everything they said impressed me. This morning was a tremendously fruitful morning for me. It kind of validated that we're on the right track for the things that the initiatives that we're doing, because it resounded very well in the presentations that I saw this morning, are pretty much in line with what we're looking to do. So I think now the catalyst is let's go ahead and make those synergies work for us.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for speaking with us.
All right. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
We've been speaking with Mel Cintron, who's head of the FAA's General Aviation and Commercial Division. That's AFS 800. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb.